Well, last week's changeover of power in Washington, D.C. Happened peacefully, but Donald Trump's legacy may well live on in the form of conspiracy theories that have spilled beyond America's border. An analysis of tweets rooted in the original or U.S.-originated QAnon theory in the lead-up to the U.S. election last year looked at how it spread to Europe, where it merged with EU nationalism, anti-Semitism and coronavirus denial. Using AI tools, nearly 500,000 messages sent on Twitter over 5 weeks were looked at by researchers examining the structure of QAnon users posting in 6 different languages. 3,000 different hashtags were found to relate to QAnon using 1,250 Twitter profiles. Well, since the storming of the US Capitol building on January 6th by Trump supporters, Twitter and other social media giants conducted a purge of extremist accounts, most notably perhaps that of the then president himself. But purges like this have happened before, and does it stop the spread of such ideas? Our guest is Dr. Varitsa Rupa, who's an Associate Professor of Communication Studies at the Auckland University of Technology. She's one of 2 co-authors of this report called QAnon, Spreading Conspiracy Theories on Twitter. Varitsa, welcome to 9 to Noon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Now, first, can we just remind people of the basic tenets of the QAnon theory? Who is Q and what was everyone expecting to happen in the last month or so?
Well, no one knows who is Q. The first trace of Q appeared in October 2017. An anonymous user who called himself Q posted a message on platform 4chan. I don't know if you have heard of that. And saying that he was a government insider and that he knew for sure that what was about to happen is arrest of Hillary Clinton and that her passport has been taken over and that the Trump is organizing a purge of all corrupted politicians and all those who are participating in child trafficking and similar stories like that. So that was 2017. And then conspiracy theories, as we all know, has existed for a long time. People have a need to find an answer to the question, why are these things are happening? Who am I? What is my place in the world? You know, literature and arts try to answer that question, philosophy, etc. But some people want straightforward, short.
Well, this one got quite complicated, of course, because it involved various leading figures, political figures, George Soros, goodness knows how many other people around the world being involved in a giant conspiracy. We had the deep state in there, I think, as well. We had a massive paedophile network that was apparently all going to be ended by Donald Trump. And his storm. So that's just a few highlights. What happens to people who are genuinely vested, not just, you know, it's not a video game to them, who are genuinely vested in a belief system like this when what happened last week, last month, or this month, in fact, and when the president doesn't conduct his storm and when he, in fact, is moved out of office and the expectations don't get fulfilled? I've seen some reports of a lot of followers dropping off or a lot of Twitter feeds dropping off. What happens?
Well, we don't know without a proper research what actually happened. But there are some indications. My colleague Tom De Smet from the University of Antwerp and Text Game organization who did that AI-supported analysis, he continued monitoring the Twitter sphere, and what he has found was that there is a lot of, let's say, ordinary people who posted messages like, I feel I have been fooled, I don't understand what is happening. So there is, some of them are dropping out of hold the network of QAnon, but others are getting more aggressive and organizing themselves and creating new conspiracies, you know, producing new conspiracies. So one of them says, for example, that that whole inauguration thing was a staged event, that Trump is still in power, that he organized, you know, Biden standing there, but actually it's not Biden, it is Trump, who is still president of the United States. I mean, there is another thread in these tweets saying that it's actually Biden who is Q. So it's confusing, it's contradictory, but that's the main thing about QAnon.
You know, can you tell me about, yes, can you tell me then about what you focused on in your research and how it went beyond the borders of this one, you know, fantastical story in the United States? What did you study and what did you learn?
That project is part of a bigger project, Get the Trolls Out, that has lasted for 5 years. Media Diversity Institute from London and six other civil society organizations have been monitoring media, both mainstream media and social media. And what they have found in this year was the rise of conspiracy theories on all social media platforms in Europe. And they approached us asking for an academic advice, what to do, and we suggested more systematic analysis. But what they have been doing was, you know, picking up examples of interesting Twitter threads. So we designed the project to look at three things, basically. One was what roles religion plays in spreading conspiracy theories, because that's what Get the Trolls Out project is. But also to look, what do they actually talk about? What are the topics of these tweets? And also, what social groups engage? And to track down social groups, it's quite hard. It requires far more than 5 weeks of monitoring. So to address that question, we looked at Cynet, who is mentioned in the tweet. And that is an interesting way for tracking down the network of people. What we have found was that 90% of these tweets that in some way refer to QAnon and conspiracy theories do mention other people. And who is mentioned the most? Donald Trump, leading Republican candidates. We know that some of them were publicly saying during the election campaign that both the Black Lives Matter movement and the whole coronavirus pandemic were actually created by this ring of pedophiles and child trafficking monsters.
What of the spread beyond borders now and the way things are morphing? Because we're seeing this a joining up, if you like, of this theory with other types of belief systems. What could you glean from your research?
Well, there is a spread of conspiracy theories, and there is a rise in year 2020, and that is also because we had a pandemic year. I mean, just this morning, coming to work and being on a ferry and wanting to send an email from my laptop, I looked, I wanted to go on Wi-Fi. And you know how these surrounding iPhones names appear on your Wi-Fi? And one of them was called Masks Are Stupid. So a New Zealander, a person from Auckland, calls her own mobile Masks Are Stupid. What is that? So it does exist in many countries. We focused on Europe because that project, Get the Trolls Out, is on Europe. But it would be worthwhile to look at other regions in the world.
What is the history of trying to ban key figures in such movements from whatever publication or platform that might have existed in various areas. Does that kind of suppression work?
Well, several attempts have been done last year to do that, both by Facebook and by Twitter. And some researchers have had a look at Facebook after Facebook decided to remove, I forgot, more than 1,000 Facebook accounts. And they found that, yes, these accounts were blocked or suspended, but then the new one arise, and that researcher calls them pastel QAnon accounts that are softer in wording, but they are actually doing the same thing. We know that that the Facebook decided to put a case to their own oversight board to decide what will happen with Trump's account. Would it be banned permanently, or it will be suspended for a certain amount period of time? And they are to say such what they think in the next 3 months.
Do you
Does it help? You asked. Does it help?
Well, go ahead.
Yes, I think that it does help. It's not a final solution for the problem, because the problem is far deeper than these conspiracy theories. What we have happened with Trump, and what we have been listening with, seeing with this pandemic, is that politicians and social media platforms do give conspiracy theorists oxygen to spread further. In the case of Trump, I would say he has given a license to these people to use that type of a language, because he was the one who used that too. Washington Post published an article recently saying that during his presidency, he has made more than 30,500 misleading claims. If you have a president who does that on a daily basis, then of course you can expect that it will spread wide.
Thank you, Veritza Rupa, who is Associate Professor of Communication Studies at Auckland University of Technology, one of two co-authors of the report QAnon, Spreading Conspiracy Theories on Twitter.